Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District, where we take a closer look at the inspiring stories behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title, Stories of Our Why, comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are dedicated to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may live meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. In this podcast, we hear directly from the students whose experiences reflect that mission in action. Each episode features student speakers from Redland or Cedar Cliff High Schools who have shared their voices at Board of School Directors meetings, giving us insight into their challenges, achievements, and what motivates them to grow, lead, and make a difference. Today, we're featuring Cedar Cliff senior John Hartman, a soccer-playing college class guru who spent much of last summer at a prestigious university. John takes us through his time at Cedar Cliff with a preview to the future and a rather interesting element in his decision-making. Let's dive into John's story. John, thank you for joining us. Tell me a little bit about how you were approached to make your speech at the board meeting and some of the things that you thought about as you were preparing.
Yeah, so Mr. Miller talked to me in my first period. He had asked Mr. Tierney if there was anyone he thought would be interesting to talk, and Mr. Tierney told him about my summer program I did out at Stanford. So Mr. Miller thought that was interesting, so he came and talked to me about that. While writing my speech, I really just thought about like anything interesting I had done that was kind of because of Cedar Cliff. So sports was a big one. I'm a big soccer player, and I really love playing sports, and so that was something that really came to mind. And then any other clubs I've been a part of over the years, just talking about my time in those and how they've kind of helped me grow and what I've learned through them.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your Stanford program.
I got a letter in the mail asking me to apply to the summer program out at Stanford, which I had never heard of. I didn't really know it was a thing. So I applied, and I didn't really think I was going to get in when I applied. But a couple months later, I got the email saying I was accepted, so I was really happy about that. And then I had a while till I had to pick my classes, so I was looking through the course catalog, seeing what classes I might want to take, and then time came. So I was out of Stanford for 8 weeks. I was living in the dorms, taking classes. I took 3 classes, and so yeah, I had a blast. It was really fun.
What 3 classes did you take?
So Calculus 1, Intro to Biotechnology, and VR and Human Behavior.
How do you think they found you?
I think on the letter I got, it was because of my College Board account. And so I think, I don't know how they scan through applicants, but they must look through there and see if there's anyone interesting.
Tell us a little bit about College Board.
So that's the organization or company that does all the AP classes, the SAT. They might do ACT, I'm not sure about that. But they basically, if you are interested in college, they're probably the biggest outside resource you'll have outside of your school.
What do you think they found interesting about John Hartman?
I don't know. I don't know what all the information I put into my College Board account was, but I don't know if it was because of the AP classes I've taken, because they have that. I don't know if it was like my test scores and GPA. But yeah, I don't know entirely too sure what it could have been.
You mentioned Mr. Miller in your speech as well. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with Mr. Miller so far as you approach as you go through your senior year, and how your time so far at Cedar Cliff has helped shape not only that time you had at Stanford, but then now looking forward both through class 26 and going on.
Yeah, so Mr. Miller's our career advisor. So I talked to him not too often, but at least probably 2 or 3 times a year. I'm in front of him. He's talking about what's after high school. So for me, I've always wanted to go to college, and so that's always what I've been focused on. And so every time I'm in front of him, it's always we're either taking like a personality test or doing something just to learn more about yourself and maybe figure out more of your major, or if you're not going to college, like what your plan is. My time at Stanford, especially the ability to take college classes and AP classes, really prepared me for what Stanford was like. Just the getting used to the schedule of not being in front of the professor every day was, I think, really beneficial, because when you are out there, you don't really have the opportunity to like get behind or get off on a rocky start. And so I think definitely, especially like college speech, college psych, only seeing those teachers like two or three times a week. It's very similar to the Stanford experience. So that was definitely really helpful, just making sure I already knew kind of what to expect.
So how do you think that experience there that was influenced by your experience so far at Cedar Cliff has prepared you now for freshman year going forward here in 8, 9 months or so, and taught you maybe a little bit about that self-discipline because you don't have the teacher there
Yes.
reminding you every day, whereas in school, of course, you do. In high school, of course, you do.
Yeah, no, definitely. I didn't take a full course load like for my freshman year. I definitely take more classes, but it was definitely interesting just to get used to like kind of the setup, especially in my calculus class. It was very similar to how I feel like my freshman year of math will be, where it's like the homework's like way harder than anything I had seen before. And so just kind of getting used to that fact that like you're gonna struggle on it, I think was something that was hard for me to get used to. But by the end of the summer, I was used to it, and that definitely helped me learn because I wasn't afraid to ask for help. And that was definitely something huge because here, most of my classes, you can usually work out the problems on your own or just one, two questions with the teacher. Out there, it was definitely like you needed the teacher with you almost by your side for some of those problems. And so getting used to that help was definitely huge.
The transition from high school to college is both an exciting time, but also a very heavily learning time
Yes,
too.
definitely. I was glad to work out some of the kinks before I'm at my final 4-year university.
What were some of your favorite moments of the summer?
Some of my favorite moments were cooking food for the dorm. So the almost every night there was like a dorm event, and so the one night it was a karaoke night. And so one of my RAs was asking like what food we wanted. I was like, oh, buffalo chicken dip is a great like party food. And so he's like, oh, like, okay. And I was like, yeah, like I'd be so down to make it if you wanted to. And so we spent like 2 or 3 hours cooking up some buffalo chicken dip in the tiny dorm kitchen. And so yeah, definitely cooking buffalo chicken dip. I ended up cooking a lot of things. I think we cooked brownies at one point, crepes. We cooked a cake. We cooked the coconut pineapple cake. That was really good. And so definitely cooking with the RAs and the other students was really fun. It was interesting to see how like the experience of cooking was between, especially the RAs and the other students. So I cooked a lot at home and helped in the kitchen, but I think my RA went to a boarding school, and so he definitely did not have the same level of kitchen skills that I had. And so it was a little bit of a learning curve to start. But by the end of the summer, he was up to standard. So I was happy that at least he learned something over the summer.
What have been some of your favorite moments and times do you think here as you reflect upon your senior year, but even going back junior, sophomore, freshman year so far at Cedar Cliff that not only have helped you in that portion of your journey and beyond, but also that just stand out and you think you'll take with you?
Yeah, I think definitely athletics has been like a huge part. So I think looking back on it, my freshman year, I played lacrosse with my older brother. And so that was really fun because I had never really gotten an opportunity because of the age difference. And so that was like a really memorable chance and opportunity I had to play with him and kind of get to see him just on the field because I had never really watched him play lacrosse before. And so that was really fun. I think another memorable moment was last year, going to districts for with the speech team. It was something I had taken college speech before, and that's how I had gotten into the speech. Like Mrs. Boland had talked to me about it, but there was only three of us on the team. It was me, Jackson Kane, and Eloise Billis, who both graduated last year, and they had both done it the previous year. So I was kind of like the newbie, and they kind of already knew what they were doing. So it's definitely interesting just to work on like speaking in front of people and like memorizing a speech, which was definitely interesting. And then getting to go to States was really fun. Although Jackson Kane and Eloise Bills couldn't join me, it was really interesting to just hear the other people's speeches. It was really interesting.
What do you think you'll take with you from Cedar Cliff as you go to school? We'll talk about your where you want to go here at next, but just what are you thinking about?
I think next year, hopefully, I'm applying to Stanford Early Action. And so I'll hear back from them, I think December
So
or.
they got you in early.
Yes, they got me. So they definitely hooked me. And so they have restrictive early action, so I can't apply to any other pub or private schools, but all the other public schools on my list, I think it's about 20 or 21, which I know is a lot, and I know some guidance counselors are probably not too happy with that. But I think if you want to go to a top school, you gotta shoot your shot and hopefully you get in.
Okay, so Stanford's your number one.
Yes.
But let's talk. What are your top five public schools that you're
Top five
going
public
to apply
schools.
to?
Rutgers has a really good engineering program, and I toured there not last summer, but I think the summer before. So that was really interesting. University of Michigan is also a really good engineering school. The University of California, UC schools are also really good. I think I'm looking UC Berkeley and UC Santa Barbara. Auburn. Auburn University also has a good engineering program.
Have you taken advantage of any other dual enrollment college in the classroom kind of thing while you've been at Cedar Cliff to get some credits going in?
I took AP Chemistry last year, and so I took that through, I think it's HU. So I got credits for that. This year I'm taking, I think I'll take AP Stats through, I think that's also HU. So, and AP Bio through HU. And then last year I took College Speech and College Psych, which College Psych was through HAC, Speech was through HU. So definitely those classes.
Is there anything else you want to discuss about your school journey, whether it's sports? I see you're in a soccer shirt, so you're also involved in that now
Yes.
too.
Soccer's been a big part. I've played pretty much since I could walk, and some of my best friends I've made through playing soccer. The season wasn't our greatest season, but I definitely had a lot of good memories. I scored my first high school goal this season, and so that was definitely memorable. And just getting to know people in ways you can't really in the classroom through athletics has really been a huge part, and I'm really grateful.
You're naming a whole lot of schools there that are an awfully long way from Harrisburg,
Yes.
Pennsylvania. So are you excited about that prospect? Are you nervous about that prospect? All of the above?
I'm definitely excited, especially because while I was out at Stanford, my hair is a big part of like who I am, and I think it's one of my favorite qualities about myself. And so in Central PA, our weather isn't always the greatest for curly hair. So definitely, while I was out at Stanford, that was not my biggest takeaway, but definitely something that definitely hooked me. Just the weather was great. So California is probably high up on my list. But anywhere where it's a little warmer. Central PA is a little too cold for me, and so definitely warmer climates.
And yet Michigan is in the top five.
Well, you gotta,
Yeah,
you can't have everything, right? So it's only 4 years. Sometimes you have to sacrifice. At the end of the day, as long as it's not too humid, we'll be all right.
that was our conversation with John Hartman. We hope his message about academics, future planning, and keeping track of what's important took you back to your senior year of high school. Expect more stories of our why from student speakers throughout the year, available on the West Shore School District website and our newsletters to come. I'm Braden Long. Until next time.